Go loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try wasting it now. Till your body your dead. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep knockout.
Before we get going, actually, we've some very big news and we're going to get into that now.
So on top of our weekly main episode and bonus episode, we're bringing in more content, more chaos, more everything.
Yeah, we're going premium. You can all bounce around to the gaff, yeah?
So what it is, you become a member of TBX, you get exclusive content, an extra bonus episode, you get video of the main episode, and you might even get a little exclusive live members only show.
Yeah, so if you want to get even more of the podcast, more episodes and the whole lot, this is for you as the VIBs. More chaos, more content. This is TBX. And the VIB is very important, bollocks.
Right, so sign up now. The link is in the podcast description. It's in our bios on Instagram and TikTok. Get over there to find out more now. I have a good question, and it was that good. I come up with it the other day. I wrote it down. I was like, that is lethal. Wouldn't you love to have one smell like a dog? Do you know when you see a dog going, wouldn't you love to be like, I'd love to know how that smells? Like, what is he getting out of that? You know where that sense is supposed to be 1,000 times better than ours? What else is that? Hawks, is a hawks have a better sense of sight?
But it's the same with that, isn't it? Everything, like, if you're blind, your hearing gets better, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. And if you're, yeah, no. I'm not going to say if you're deaf, your sight gets better, does it?
I don't know.
But all that sense is heightened, don't they?
They when do you say lose that, it? Yeah, your body compensates.
Yeah.
Or what does, like, you know, great white sharks can smell blood and water from a mile away. What is that like? You're just floating through the ocean, next while, bang. You're like, what was that? Like, what is that like for them? You know what I mean? When you look, like, just to know, how does that trigger? Like, what does that feel like? You're like, yeah. Oh.
But especially if you have to get that, like, if you need to eat, like.
Yeah.
So they'd probably smell that and go, I need to
and
eat.
And the urge. You're like, I'm gone. Point. I'm out of here.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
I remember you were saying the other week, sharks are sounding all.
Not
a hungry shark. Not a hungry one.
Do you want to know a little fact?
Is this like a kill-death ratio? Because
no,
I'm not buying it.
You're 10 times more likely to get bitten by a person in New York than you are by a shark.
Yeah, but, bro, that's because, like, you're always in New York.
I'm not always in New York.
People in New York are always in New York.
Really?
So, like, people...
Is that because there's no sharks in New York? Is that one
job.
Of them? Yeah. See, I just read the headline. I didn't go into the details.
Just
is
think
that
of
one
the,
of those stupid ones?
Think of
that?
The population in New York, right? Think of the population like 40 feet deep in the middle of the Australian Ocean or wherever you're fucking at. There's nobody there. There's no one to bite.
Yeah, but like, to bite. If I walk out of here now, yeah, the chances of me getting bit by a person is low.
When's the last time you bit someone?
Depends on the context.
Okay. When's the last time you bit someone in anger?
I think context plays a part there as well.
Okay.
No, listen.
No, but you have to answer that for me.
Recent memory, I can't remember biting it.
Okay.
So I was probably a child.
And I'm definitely 1 trillion times more likely to be bit by you than a shark.
Right.
Just because of how often I see you and how often I see sharks. So obviously in New York, you're more likely to be bit by another human.
Let's compare New York to Dublin.
Ah, you can be bit walking down O'Connell Street or any stage.
You have a better chance of getting bit in New York.
Population plays a factor.
I don't know.
Has to play a factor.
Yeah, but they probably do it per capita.
You were asking about smells and dogs.
Yeah.
Did you ask about vision? Robins. The robin just hanging around the place. They can see magnetic fields.
Fuck off.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you love to be like, here, I'm going to put these, here's glasses, and you get to see what robin sees.
That's basically what they've come to conclude, because robins, they figured out they can't migrate. The only way they can explain how robins know how to
where to go
and so on is because they have to be able to see the Earth's magnetic fields.
But Owen, here's my question. Like, why do we care? Like, so like... No, but listen, right? Like, what scientist was walking down the road and went, how's he doing
I'd love
that?
To see you on the board of judges for the Nobel Prize. Yeah, but why do we care? Yeah.
No, but, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what, you cured herpes? And what?
No, what I mean? Like, he was seeing that and said, I'm going to capture him. Bring him. They obviously brought him into a lab and all, did they?
I'm not going over the whole what's the point of science discussion. I'm not having that again.
But with robins, Owen, with robins, you have to agree. I understand, like, people looking into cancer and all, bro. But yeah, they're capturing a robin and bringing him into a lab just to see how he gets from A to B. Who cares? Like, leave him be. Do you get me on?
Isn't that a thing with animals, like in Africa and all, when it's going to be an earthquake, all the animals leave a certain area and they're like, where are they all going? What's going on? And then like the next day it's an earthquake. They're like, how the fuck did that happen? They can sense something. So you're like, right, how can they sense that? Let's study that. And then we can then use that to detect when an earthquake is going to happen.
It makes a bit more sense, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes
happy
it,
with that?
Yeah, it makes a bit more sense,
right,
yeah.
What message should we get there, 30?
Yeah, I had another one there in my head. Same with rats, boys.
Yeah.
See what they do with rats on? Like they put them in the cage and they put the drugs in the cage.
Yeah.
And they keep the going back to the...
The rats are strung out.
The rats.
That's why living a good life in the sewer there. I've never heard of someone getting took out of gutter and put in a worse situation. Yeah. Poor rats.
Like, it's absolutely terrible though, but they're fucking rats. And I don't like rats. in any sense of the word, don't.
Yeah. Well, please, there's another one for the wall of bigotry. And I don't like rats.
I'm just saying, like, just capture the rat, put it in the cage, give it a load of drugs, just to see what it does.
Yeah.
Just to see what it does. Imagine if they did that with us. Yeah. People even more.
That's the whole point, though.
That's why they do it with the rats.
That's why they do it, yeah.
Again, you make good points.
Do you use ChatGPT for this?
No.
You're just Googling it, yeah?
You should, shouldn't you?
No.
You can't trust
good, no?
No. No. I hate the way people treat it as this thing that knows the future. And so you don't listen to Joe Rogan anymore because he does it. He'd be asking you a question and he's like, let's ask ChatGPT. Mate, but you're asking anything to predict the future. What are you talking about? It's only going to tell you what it knows.
Does ChatGPT not just go to the internet
yes,
and give it the...
everything back really quickly.
Yeah.
That's all it does. It processes everything quicker. Sorry.
So let's say there's an article that says talking bollocks is shy.
Mm.
Let's say there's three articles to say talking bollocks is shy and there's one article saying talking bollocks is good. Will ChatGPT come back and tell you talking bollocks is shy?
Right, I asked ChatGPT, is talking bollocks shy?
Before you answer that, am I going to have a good response to this? What can I do anyways? It's
that's
a computer.
Good. I like that. I like that.
Can I do that with everything?
Yeah.
So before, if we see you with a face, I go, before you say that, is this going to send
how am I going to react?
Yes. Therapy.
AI is the only thing in this room you have yet to get in a row with.
Oh, I've had a few.
Including the furniture.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's about to end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, ChatGPT, when asked, is talking bollocks. Shite says, that depends on your taste in podcasts.
Right.
So not a yes, but not a no.
Very diplomatic that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Don't
look it. ChatGPT be a good politician.
Yeah, it's woke.
Well, Google's one was woke. That's the problem with it.
If you prefer more structured or polished podcasts...
Whoa, hang on.
I don't even finish that. Stay or go. Which
it
one?
Might not be for you.
That's more
that's
on
a
you,
reflection on you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Structure and polished.
Sorry, I thought you were putting that on us. I was going to go, no, I own it, Siobhan.
Yeah. ChatGPT throwing shade at the producers. I think we got away with that, Terry.
Yeah.
We're all right with what he said about us.
Yeah.
You fell off, hon.
I know.
ChatGPT said you fell off, you fell off.
Yeah, well, like I said already, you can't trust ChatGPT, can you?
I mean, like he's saying it's the best thing in the world.
I never said that.
I made that up for content.
I was backing you up. I was getting cut out of the edit.
You know, dragonflies can see heat.
Oh, fuck yeah. Off, will you?
So can we. So can we.
You can't.
Yeah,
what?
We can.
What are you doing? You're opening the blinds in the morning and be like, it looks roasting out. That's what you're saying.
No, we can't. If you're on a hot day on Manor Street,
boys, can I live? This, my head is wrecked.
Also, the dragonfly can see in all directions at once.
Yeah,
now that's. Like, you could benefit from that.
And the mantis shrimp can see UV light and all these other things.
And even
UV light, polarized light, all this stuff that exists, but we can never pick up on it. They see it.
Even if I took like a pair of glasses and said, this is what that mantis shrimp sees and put them on you, you still would only see normal because your brain can't actually process that. We don't have the hardware to process that.
Yeah.
It's not even real.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's
that's the
fucking
thing.
Me up.
It actually isn't real.
Yeah.
I'm saying to you, here's a colour that only
you
shrimp
can't
can
see.
See.
Yeah.
You won't be able to see either way because you actually don't have the things in your head to process it.
But so
what's the point?
How did we come, again, scientists, right?
How do you know it's there?
Yeah. How do you know it's there, Owen?
He has a point. I'm back on Tarnitz's team now.
How did someone find this out?
Yeah, how'd you find out there's a colour that we can't see?
I don't know how they figured it out, but I trust them.
That's your problem. You trust too easy.
I trust, gravity, all that stuff.
Oh,
I just buy in straight away.
You don't trust us enough, that's the problem.
Yeah, you're trusting some scientist in Bladen Dallas or something, and we sit here and tell you we can see heat as well, you laugh and move on. Just a little
more. Can we have a listener question, please?
They don't go to
rectangular. Don't you dare.
Go to rectangular pupils.
And it's...
We'd love to put a sensor on you. Yeah. And just watch it, how flatlined it is when me and Terrence are talking. And then you see something about animal content that definitely spikes.
Yeah, it does.
Right, question for you. They're definitely making it up now. This is from Roisin in Rialto.
I don't know, Mum. That seems real to me.
That's a ring to our own as well.
Yeah.
Would you take up the offer of time travel if you get to pick your ideal time to go to and your life there, but it's a 50-50 shot? The other possibility is you end up in some kind of prehistoric hellscape where you spend all day being chased by dinosaurs.
Both sound appealing.
Dinosaurs aren't real.
But they're appealing. What if you...
So wait, can we explain that again? So I can pick, let's say, the 1980s in Australia.
Yeah.
And how do I end up with dinosaurs?
You either get there, it's 50-50 between getting there or going back to the dinosaurs.
I'm happy where I am. Do I, can I stay?
I think so. Yeah, because that's
a question. You could pick whatever life you want as well. That's the other big part of this.
Oh.
So you can say...
A king. Pharaoh in Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, 30.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Put them blocks together, they're a horse box. Yeah. Build that blade triangle. Is a pyramid of shape?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's legal. You think they would have given it a better name then?
That's how they got that name. Yeah, yeah. Do you
the
mean
the pyramids?
Like, they found the building. Like, look at that rectangle.
Yeah. I'm gonna call this the rectangle.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
He has a point. He has a point.
On him, not having it.
This could be the best point he's made ever on the podcast. Ever.
They just called it the shape.
Yeah. Be a bit more creative, like.
Yeah.
There's people going out there saying aliens built them, or 4,000 people had to move one block or whatever. They're coming up all these theories, and they called it a pyramid, pal.
I'm on the same yoke. They built the bleeding. The world's most expensive yoke. You two play there every 2 weeks. They call it the sphere. Could have called that the globe. Could have called that the sphere.
He's coming with receipts. He's had evidence and receipts.
Bono's hasn't left the gaff. In there, non-stop singing. Dana went the front row clapping. And you called it a shape.
He's on the ball.
Why are you calling it the shape of it?
What? Be a bit more creative.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Looking at a skyscraper, I'm like, the rectangle. Because that's what shape it is.
But yeah. Does everybody in the world know what the sphere is now?
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Then it worked.
But you can't, bro.
You could call it the dome.
Bro, no. You're going to know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dome, the globe, the
Everyone
world.
Knows where Madison Square Garden is. It's not even a square.
Everyone knows the spire.
Yeah. And do you know what I reckon happened there? They locked a lot of people in the meeting room and says, you have 3 hours to come up with a name. And he said, no problem. The second the boss walked out, he went, sphere? Yeah, sphere. No bother, yeah.
They did it in Talle. The square.
But that's a pyramid.
No, in Talle.
Yeah, it's a pyramid.
What is?
The square.
The shopping centre.
Yeah, it's the shape of a pyramid.
Oh, God.
That's because people in Talle can't spell pyramid. I promise you.
It's not 3D.
Look her up.
Yeah, a pyramid has to be 3D, no? Or else it's a triangle.
I believe you are correct.
My God, I'm clever today. Oh, and I need to be over here in the morning tomorrow. I feel like a mew. It's one dimensional and all I'm saying.
Well, that's from the inside. But look at the way the roof is going on there.
In fairness, that's top of the range there. Whoever built that square deserves a pay raise. That's good, that.
Yeah.
Is that the square?
That's the square.
Fuck me, man.
But that's how that works. That's how we know where the square is, because it's a pyramid. Do you know what I mean? The reverse psychology. It's not the shape you're
in. So they rage bait us.
Yeah. That's the only way you're going to get people out to tell it willingly.
Oh, done.
Martin has a question for you.
We know if you mean you know it all, Matt. You like Martin.
I'm a fan of Martin. Yeah.
Yeah.
But all Martin.
Martin's a nice Martin, can't you? With the Martin. He's a nice lad, him.
Yeah. Martin says his mate wants to get a pet duck. He says, my mate wants to get a pet duck, but he's always doing stuff like this without thinking it through. So I know I'm gonna end up having to take this duck.
Because your mate got it?
I'm guessing that's that kind of relationship. He always has to
pick up the pieces.
Yeah, Martin's not giving us the full backstory here.
I understand if it's your brother.
He's dropping us straight into the action here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Maybe they're very close friends. Martin wants he wants some advice here. He says, how can I convince him a pet duck is a bad idea? He doesn't listen to reason. It might be that the only thing is to give him something else to distract him from the duck.
I was going
to
say that. Give him a dog. Show him how much responsibility a dog is. And that's more socially acceptable to have as a pet.
Buying a pet duck is something that Terry would do.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing, yeah. I was waiting on
a side eye there, waiting for a dig.
Yeah, no, I was waiting on a car joke, but it didn't come. Yeah, no.
Who was the car?
I haven't been in it.
Have you even sat in it? Like,
no, nothing. It's just outside the gap.
Just sits there.
Yeah.
Losing value.
First, what else is a car going to do?
I thought he'd at least get in and have it, like, I don't know.
A little jant, like, are you encouraging me to do illegal stuff?
I am not.
You've changed. 2024.
You can't listen to the podcast or something. You know what I mean?
It's not a bad chill.
There you go.
It's just parked outside the gaff.
If you were getting a pet duck,
right, yeah,
what would distract you from the sudden interest in getting a pet duck?
I have to be 100% honest. If my mind is set on a pet duck, you're not stopping me getting a pet duck.
Yeah. Can we talk about the disadvantages of having a pet duck? It's not like, do you know what I mean? It's as if it's going to bleed and
yeah,
change your whole life. You're like, you have a duck. And what?
Yeah, but that does sound good. I'd love to come in there and say, look, lads, got a duck, yes. Rather than the car. Yeah. I'd change that car for a duck tonight. No, I'm not saying.
I can see him doing a stray swap as well. Just a logbook, give me that duck.
Down the Bard's pet shop, do you want a golf? Give me the duck.
But like, what if he gets a duck? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, let him get the fucking
duck.
Don't
see like the maintenance of a duck.
He's too strict on his own pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, too strict on him.
The maintenance again, a duck is definitely low.
If he wants to get a duck, get a duck.
If you have to walk it, like.
Just looking up a bit about ducks here. A duck living in the house can live up to 20 years.
Yeah, do you know ducks?
Well, not in the house. It's very clear. Don't put the duck in the house.
Domesticated duck.
The garden. Domesticated duck, yeah.
Ducks' feathers are waterproof.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
What do you mean, why would they be?
Because they swim.
If you put a Jack Russell in water, he's wet.
There you go. Thanks, Terrence, for backing up the fact that that's
but
a good...
But Jack Russell isn't supposed to go in the water. The duck is.
Do sharks get wet?
Sharks don't have feathers.
Say that again.
Do sharks get wet? Like, if I took a shark... Wait, is that something dramatic? Did I say something wrong?
Like, don't look at me. Like, that's you.
Do you ever see Deep Blue Sea? Let's not get down this rabbit hole. Do you ever see Deep Blue Sea? They're studying the shark's brain because he can think, right? Anyway, they bring him up from the water, trapped in the yolk. So I'm saying, if we brought an actual shark up like that, would he be wet?
Do you mean, like, would
the water retain
inside him be wet?
No.
Would the water seep through him?
Body be wet?
Yeah, would he retain the water?
As wet as, like, if you pulled a rock or a person out of the water, yeah.
So it's a bit mad that the duck would be, isn't it?
This is the whole reason why this is a fact because ducks. Because it's interesting. Because you'd expect the feathers to be wet, but they're not the waterproof.
That's a bit mad, though.
It is, Owen. This is interesting.
If I put a pigeon in the water and took him out, would he be wet?
I'm on his side, Owen.
But something waterproof can still get wet.
No, he means there's a retain. Like, if I took me top off now and I put it in the canal, it's going to be soaking when you take it out.
Yeah, see, that's different to wet.
Soaking and wet is different, is it? You fell off. You fell off.
Does a rock retain water if you put it in?
It's wet. You know.
If you dunk it into a pond, yeah, pull it out. The duck pond.
So. You know it's wet, yeah.
It's wet, but has it retained water?
Yeah. Water. You brought the word retained into this.
No, that was me. Definition of being wet is retaining water. Yeah.
I didn't even finish that sentence. He goes, it was him.
Yeah. I think he knows that they're backing himself into the pond.
No, I have
on the one side now.
The only position I've taken is sharks get wet, or I'm happy to stand by that.
No. This whole thing started off with the fact that you weren't impressed that ducks' feathers are waterproof.
Why would I be? They don't smell like birds, like chickens, right? They don't have an unpleasant odour.
They lay eggs every day.
They don't get parasites or fleas or ticks. They're very intelligent and emotional. They play with toys. They play games with you. There you go. Very sociable with people.
So Martin, let's your mate get the fucking duck.
Yeah.
You're getting a duck, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Because
I'm
going
because I told you Harper's obsessed with them.
I'm just waiting now for this episode to be released and then like by Saturday everyone's just going to be putting up pictures with the new ducks in the gaff. And you're at fault for that.
Yeah. You could fit four ducks in a doghouse. In a good sized doghouse you'd fit four ducks.
Oh, ducks.
What are you on about?
Different. Yeah, I can't believe that we were talking about ducks the whole time.
What did you think we were talking about?
Yellow things.
What? What are you on about?
We've been talking about ducks for a while now.
I think we're actually talking about ducks too long, to be honest with you. What is going on? Wait, what?
Do you mean like...
the rubber ducks that you put in the bat?
Hang on.
Wait. When I said duck's feathers are waterproof, what the fuck thing?
I thought you were smaller than they are as well.
What do you think I was talking about when I said the feathers are waterproof?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's he crying for?
Don't know.
Ducks. I don't understand this.
I don't like ducks. I don't like ducks.
Why?
I just don't like the look of them and all. But they're black and grey and white and all. With orange feet or something.
Yeah. They can't.
There's a type of duck that's yellow, is there? Or am I at the making that up?
Yeah, he's 100% made this up. That's the fuck. You're thinking of a goose.
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
It might be.
I imagine the little small yellow yolk bouncing around the gaff.
Baby ducks.
Is a duckling yellow, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I was right. I panicked there, boys.
Well,
I panicked there. I was like, why am I thinking ducks are yellow and all?
Come here, look, you're not convincing me not to buy a duck.
Yeah.
I'm going home now to build a coop.
So Martin's question has backfired there.
Yeah. Martin, look at me. You're in the wrong here, pal. Let your mate buy the duck. And do you know what? Ask him where he got it, because you might end up buying one as well.
Yeah.
And then send us your man's number, because I might get one for myself.
That's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send loads of questions, whatever you want, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out on. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? What you back in it? Just a little more. Oh, you're waiting it now. Fill your body, your head. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.